I got a call this morning from a very special lady asking me to sing this song, so I want to dedicate it to Miss Kathy. And you know, Luke 19:10 says, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost." Amen. Son of Man come to save you and I. He died on an old cross just to save an old sinner like me. I praise his name today. I love him. Listen to the words of this song. It's my testimony in song. Y'all probably heard it 100 times, but Miss Kathy, I'll do it just especially for you, Miss Charlotte.
Some folks might say you ain't no need to act like that. They ain't got what I got. Praise the name of the Lord. I tell you what, if you've been saved, your sins are under the blood, you don't have to go to hell tomorrow. We got something to shout about. We got something to rejoice about. It's something to be excited about. I don't have to go to hell. He made a way and he saved an old sinner and glory. Hallelujah. I went from a sinner to a saint. I love you. name of the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Anyone got anything on your heart? I don't even know if I'm able to preach right now. Well, you better come sing it.
Pray for me. I've got a frog in my throat this morning.
Bless her, Lord. Help her, Lord.
I just want to thank you, Lord, for every time that you heard me pray. I just want to thank you for always being there.
Amen.
When I was so down and you came along, made me want to shout. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If I had 1,000 lives to live, I'd give them all to the Lord. He's been so good to me. That is the least I can afford. May the good times outnumber the bad. Been the best friend I have ever had. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. For every time that you heard me pray, I just want to thank you for always being there. When I was so down and out, you came along, made me want to shout. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Come on, brother. Obey the Lord this morning. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
If you want to sing along, sing along. Amen. It's on my heart this morning. They no grave can hold this body down. They no grave can hold this body down. When I hear that trumpet sound, I'm going to get up, I'm going to get up, I'm going to get up out of this ground. They no grave can hold his body down. Well, look down yonder, place it. What do I see? I see a band of angels, and they're coming after me. Ain't no grave can hold his body down. Ain't no grave can hold his body down. Just flip my sheet just a second. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, meet me, Jesus, meet me. Meet me in the middle of the air. And if these wings don't fail me, I'll meet you anywhere. They no grave can hold his body down. Ain't no grave can hold his body down. I'm going to get up. I'm going to get up. I'm going to get up out of this ground. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
else got anything? I don't know if I can follow that trio or not. Wow. Praise the Lord. I don't know about you, but I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Anyone else got anything before we go? Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory. Hallelujah.
Saving me, first of all. Thank him for giving me the opportunity to be with Mom in church and to see her praise the Lord like she does. Sometimes I feel so bad. I see her and Miss Charlotte sitting up here and they're just praising the Lord. They're the two sitting here that probably has the least to pray about, praise about. Other than God letting them sit here, but they're sitting here praising and I'm sitting here not praising, and I ask him to forgive me this morning for not praising him. But I thank God for those two women sitting there that are still raising their hands and praising God, and I love them both.
by testimony, anything on your heart this morning, let's obey the Lord. I'm prepared to preach, but I don't have to. God's got to. Boy, the message we've heard, already heard this morning is a lot better than I could ever bring. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Anyone else? Your Bibles, you turn back, go back to Acts. The Lord's allowing me to go back to the book of Acts, Acts chapter 18. Paul has been on his second missionary journey, he's at the end of it, and He left Athens, went to Corinth, was there a year and a half, and he's moved on to Ephesus. And so we see he's moved on now, and Apollos, Priscilla, and Aquila is there, being there with him. He leaves them at Ephesus, and he leaves and goes on. And so as we see that, he left Athens going to Corinth, and as he leaves there, he leaves Aquila and Priscilla. And I want to think this morning and thinking of the next level. And I want to get in our minds the next level. Now, there's a difference between participation and commitment. And I want to show you a prime example. Now, I'm a big breakfast eater. I love good breakfast. And love ham and eggs. I want you to let's take the ham and eggs. Who was involved in that breakfast? The chicken participated. The pig was committed. Amen. And this morning I'm thinking about in our walk with the Lord and in our service and in our services and the different things we do, are we participants or are we committed to what we're involved in? There's a big difference in being committed and just showing up. And I tell you, I don't want to stand before God and Him say, well, you're a pretty good old boy. You showed up. You showed up every Sunday, Brother Tim, and I appreciate that. But I'd rather Him say, you're committed. You showed up and done what I asked you to do, and you got involved in everything that I asked you to do and done the very best you could do, and you was limited in what you did, but you did the best you could. There's where I want to be, Brother Tim. Amen. Amen. This morning, thinking about this, and I want us to get to the next level. I don't know where you are spiritually this morning. Only you and God does. But I know we never get to the place where we can say we've arrived until we get to heaven. I want to think about how God advances His children this morning. If you would stand with me, I want to start reading at verse 24. Paul had gone on to, and actually is start, around this time is starting his third missionary journey. Verse 24, and a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in the spirit, he spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. He began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. And when he was disposed to pass into Achaia, the brethren wrote, exhorting the disciples to receive him, who when he was come helped them much which had believed through grace. For he mightily convinced the Jews, and that publicly showing by the scriptures that Jesus was Christ. Let's pray. Father, thank you again for this day. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you for your blessings, your mercy and grace. Father, I thank you for, Lord, that what you have done already in this service. Well, glory. And Father, I thank you for what you're going to do. Lord, I pray you would challenge and encourage us this morning, and Lord, that you would change us in this service. God, I'm asking you for a supernatural change in our lives. I'm asking for a change in the preacher as much as anybody. Lord, help me to be more committed. Help me to be more focused on serving you. Lord, we ask you to bless and lead and guide. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. See, a lot of folks is looking for the easy way out. There's really not an easy way. There's no cookie cutter stamp that you can use. There's no dial to turn and get it. You just got to get it the old-fashioned way. And want to look at the first, that who God takes to the next level. Who is it that God moves up? Who is it God uses in a greater capacity? Who is it God can trust more and puts in and establishes and sets up and uses to at a greater desire? They have a greater desire to serve Him. I want to start in verse 24. And a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in scriptures, came to Ephesus. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in the spirit, he spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord. The first one who God takes to the next level is a person in the Word. A person in the Word of God. If you don't spend time in the Word of God, you'll never get to the next level that God wants you to be. I quoted a minute ago, faith come by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It's in God's Word. It's being part of His Word. It's being involved in reading. It's involved in studying. It's involved in coming to church and hearing the Word taught, hearing the Word preached. It's the Word of God that'll grow you and make the saint of God out of you that He wants to make out of you. The Bible says that He was mighty in Scripture. He knew the Bible, Brother Richard. He was involved in God's Word. He had studied, he had taught God's Word, or he had been taught God's Word. He was from Alexandria. This was a great city in Egypt. It had been established by Alexander the Great. The greatest library maybe in the world, said that it had 700,000 volumes. Here was the scriptures translated into Greek. One of the seven, the lighthouse, one of the seven wonders of the world was there. But he had been taught. He had great knowledge of the Scripture of God. It's important. We will never take a step further in our growth until we get engulfed in God's Word.
If you don't hear anything else the preacher says this morning, get in the Word of God. Study it. Don't take everything I say. Study it. There's some great men of God that I've got a lot of respect for. Alfred Cutshaw, I said under him, but what I got and what I know deep down inside, it didn't come out of the pulpit. Now, he gave me a lot of training, and I learned a lot from him, but I'm going to tell you what I'm dogmatic about and what I know, me and God dealt with it, just me and him off there myself somewhere in the Word. Amen. That's what I can be dogmatic about, because God showed me and brought it and revealed it to my heart. Joshua 1:8, the Bible says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Moses, is he just now going and handing the reins over to Joshua? And God told him just before this, be very courageous. You're going in what you've never done before. You're going to lead this people. This in verse 8, this is what he told him. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. And then thou shalt have good success. This was the leader of Israel. God said, you want to be successful? You want to be prosperous? Get in the Word and stay in it. Psalm 1:2. I love the first psalm. That's the man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted in the wilderness. No, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, which bringeth forth his fruit in his season. And his leaf also shall not wither. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. See, that's telling me you prosper. If you want to get to the next level, if you want to get closer to the Lord, you want to grow in your Christian walk, and I tell you, the first step you can do is get in the Word of God. Not watch more videos, not me read more commentaries, not watch more movies, not listen to more music. I love all that. Oh, that's good. But get in the Word of God. Amen. I mean, dig in it. And if you do, if you're anything like me, when you come across something that stumps you, you'll be up half a night till you get it figured out between you and the Lord. Praise the Lord. And if you do something get you and you say, I don't understand this, and you scratch your head, well, lay it down and go off and pray a little bit and come back and pick it back up again. Read that same passage again. Then you scratch your head, lay it down, pray again, come back and do it again. I'm going to tell you, after about the fourth, fifth time, whew, it'll jump off a page. And then you'll say, well, glory. Get in the Word. 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman that needeth not be ashamed. And what's it going to do? Help you rightly dividing the Word of truth. Study, study, study. One God takes to the next level. It's a person in the Word. Another one that God takes to the next level is a person of the Word. He said in verse 25a, first part of it, this man was instructed in the way of the Lord. He was a man of the Word. He had been taught, he had been trained. He had been involved in God's work, probably got it at home, probably got it in schooling. He was involved. He was a man of the Word of God. God had moved in his life. God had changed him through the written Word of God, through the power of the Holy Ghost, and God had moved upon his heart, and when he stood in the pulpit, you could tell it. Amen. That's why Sunday school is so important. I'm going to tell you, them little fellas, it's not getting to hear Daniel in the lion's den, getting to hear the three Hebrew children in the fiery furnace. Their faith don't grow like it do the ones that heard it when they was little. I was little, I didn't know no better, Tim. I believed all that. If the Bible had said Jonah swallowed the whale, I'd have believed it. It's the Word of God. See, it's not to be debated. It's not a suggestion. It's not some, it's God's written Word. My Word forever is settled in heaven. Thy Word, O God, is forever settled in heaven. See, Patch the Pirate. I love this program. You know what it gets them doing? Doing devotions. And you might say, well, that's silly with them little badges on their hats. It takes hard work to get one of them little badges. You got to memorize scripture. Wow. Amen. Getting into God's Word. Get them in early. Training. Tim's daughter, Tiffany. Tiffany wasn't the one you give me the book of. She's in college now, right? She still does devotions now, don't she? You know the testimony she gave her daddy? I got used and started doing devotions in Patch the Pirate now. That's why I still do them. That's why I'm still in the Word. Deuteronomy chapter 6. The Bible said, and these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently to thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. What's that mean? That means when you get out of bed in the morning, you're talking about the Bible in front of your youngins. When you sit down at dinner, you're talking about God's Word. When you're going in the evening, you're talking about God's Word. And the last thing you do before you get around to bed, you gather them around and reading God's Word. And see, what that does is God uses it, a person in the Word, but of the Word. That makes you a person of the Word. The Word will increase your faith. The Word will increase your boldness. Word will increase your knowledge. Peter said, what does he say? But grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's through God's Word. And the third person is a person by the Word. In the Word, of the Word, and by the Word. Bible says there in the second part of verse 25, and being fervent in the Spirit, spake and taught diligently. He accurately taught. Diligently, accurately. He knowed what God's Word said. He knowed how to pronounce the words. He'd been in God's Word. I remember a saying that I heard. You see a Bible that's coming unraveled, usually belongs to somebody that's not. Hey, man, you take these old saints of God where the Bible's in threads, they got it figured out. Fervent. That word means boiling or bubbling with zeal. When's the last time you got in God's Word and you sat down and you got so excited and you got just trembling all over and tore up and you had to get on the phone or had to go in through the house, tell somebody what God, well, glory! Amen? See, that's what it's talking about. He is fervent. He is on fire. God's word had moved in his heart, and when he got in front of people, he just bubbled over. Glory, hallelujah. See, that's what we need. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And we fill our heart with God's word. We're going to be like a walking Bible. It reminds me of a preacher. We was at a meeting. Somebody said was talking about something a little different and said, well, this would work here. And that preacher said, I don't know, but I know what the Bible says about it. That's the kind of way I am. I know what the Bible says about it. Romans 12:11. And this is God speaking, or Paul's writing it. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. I tell you, I'm not saying everybody has to get up and run the aisles. Not everybody has to shout. There's ways we praise the Lord. But I tell you what, we ought to have some way that we express what God's done for us. We ought to have some way to express what God's doing in our lives. Amen. And people ought to know what God's doing for us. Fervent in the Spirit, a person by the Word of God. Let God change us and mold us and make us different. Glory, hallelujah. We've seen who he takes to the next level. Now look how he takes a person to the next level. The last part of 25. Knowing only the baptism of John. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue. And when Aquila and Priscilla heard, they took him unto them and expounded in them the way of God more perfectly. How God takes it's through a growth process. First time I ever preached, and I didn't even realize this till later, and I told Rhonda one day, I looked at my notes that I used to preach the first message, to preach in Jeremiah 16. 6:16, yes. The old pass. And I preached the two paths. And I had 4 points, and it was 4 different paths. I look back later, and I said, boy, wow. And I used the title, it's 2 paths, and I had 4 paths. I went to Crockett, Gary. But it didn't matter. A young man walked the aisle that night. Even as ill as I was and unlearned as I was, God still used an old country boy that didn't have no better sense than to have faith in it. He could do marvelous things. Apollos got up and all he knew was the baptism of John, and he had him rolling in the aisles. Glory, hallelujah. We ain't going to know everything when we start, but boy, getting started is what it's about. Letting God use is what it's about. Getting involved, teaching a Sunday school class, opening up a devotion, doing devotions with children. Getting involved and let God use you. Amen. I had no idea when I started teaching CTS at Limestone that God's preparing me for the ministry. It's his process. Study more. Allow others to help you. And if somebody ever critiques you a little bit, now there are going to be people that's going to critique you. That's their job. Just grin and smile and say, appreciate it. But you know that's God speaking to you. Someone that's got gray hair, it ain't there for no reason. When they tell you something, you better take it. It can be a help to us along the way. It's through a relation process. Aquila and Priscilla, I want you to look, and I want to focus on them a few minutes. Here they was. They'd been with Apostle Paul. Whew. They knew what salvation's all about. They knew Jesus, death, burial, and resurrection. They knew all these things. They knew what Paul had told, what God had revealed through Paul. This young preacher jumped up and he really started peeling it off, and he's very limited in his knowledge. He just preached the baptism of John. He got up, he didn't preach the death, burial, and resurrection. He didn't know it. Here they was sitting in a congregation. They slammed their Bibles. They got up and they walked out and said, I'm not listening to that preacher preach. Oh, they did. They said, won't you come have lunch with us? Come to our house. We made some good stew. Got some bread. Come, let's talk a little bit. And I could see them sitting around the table, breaking bread and talking. Boy, that's some good preaching. Praise the Lord, you know, and everything. Well, tell me about your salvation experience. Tell me about getting saved. Well, I was baptized in John's baptism. And, well, I eat a little more. Had dessert. They said, come out here and sit under the shade tree. We won't talk a little bit. Got the Bible out. Said, here's what happened. Jesus died for your sins. This Jesus you preach today, it's not just baptism. He died on an old cross. And they put him in a tomb, and guess what? 3 days later, he come out of that tomb. Couldn't you see Apollo's eyes? And then he ascended into heaven after 40 days. And he's sitting at the right hand of the Father, and he's coming back to get us. I bet he cut a shine in. They didn't make nobody mad. They didn't gossip among the church. They didn't say nothing negative to him. They prayed for him and took him aside and taught him the truth. They made a man of God out of a young preacher boy that didn't have it all together. Yunz has done the same for me and Rhonda. Amen. And that's how that it works. It don't work. We get puffed up. Well, that preacher ain't got it all together, and I'm going somewhere. Bless God, that does. Good luck with that one. Or did you hear that preacher? He misquoted that word. Did you see that? He didn't do this. Don't get on the preacher. Get on your knees and pray for him. A young teacher that messes up, pray for him. And get him aside and say, let's read that again. Read me that verse again. Remind me of a young man. I'm telling you this and had it. Some said he had too much. And he was teaching CTS. And he got to that passage where it said that if you lust in your heart over a woman, you already sin. The sin of adultery. Well, he said if you lust in your heart, you might as well do it. I never will forget Alfred Cutshaw getting back in the pulpit after him. He said, now I know the brother, and I know what he meant, but here's what it really meant. But he handled it and never offended him, and he's a great teacher, great man of God. And there's ways that we can handle it. And then it's through a maturing process. There in 26, the end of it, it said, whom when Aquila and Priscilla heard him, took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. See, he growed in the maturing process, and they taught him the right teachings. They expounded. They took him further than he ever had been. See, there's where we need to be. If you want to get to the next level, we got to go further. And if I'm a pastor of a church, or you're a teacher of a Sunday school class, or we are leading the youth, we're doing something, I'm going to tell you something this morning that'll just blow your mind away. You'll never take anybody any further than you are spiritually. I'll never be able to push you out in front of me. If I'm teaching you and preaching out of the Word of God, I better be there. They expanded. They pushed him. They helped him mature. They helped. Boy, I tell you what. I believe that he would, one that was kind of like Jerry Clower used to say, said, to peel it right on down to the cob when he started preaching there. But I believe after he spent some time with this couple, he started bringing the house down. People started getting saved. See, all this knowledge and wisdom that he had of the Old Testament came alive when he seen who it was pointing toward. Ooh. So that's what Isaiah meant. So that's what Malachi meant. So this is really who they was talking about when they talked, well, glory, I could see him getting fired up. Boy, when we get the wisdom and the knowledge and the training, then the fervent spirit of God and people teaching us and training us and working with us and help. No wonder they said these are the guys that's turned the world upside down. My goodness. I ain't seen nobody look at their watch. I'm going to wait. I'm going to dangle carrot out in front of you. I'm going to give you part three tonight. But I want to leave you with, do you want to get to the next level? Or are you happy where you are? See, I'm convinced that so many people are just happy. They got fire insurance. Everything's hunky-dory. And we're happy right where we are. What if Apollos would have been happy with just the baptism of John? How many people sit in our churches and has got a limited view, limited knowledge of what salvation really is? If an alien come from outer space and hovered over the churches on Sunday morning, they'd think if you showed up to church, you was all right. Well, that's their worship. That's their God. And there's a lot of folks think, well, I grew up in church. I had a drug problem. Mama drug me to church every time the door was open. I grew up in church. I was baptized. I paid my tithes. I've taught Sunday school. Still got a limited, still may have never been saved. W.A. Griswold, a great preacher, said he went to a church, and when he went there and he started preaching, the pastor that was before him had preached there for years. Preached and preached. And he got in digging in Scripture and a certain passage, something. He got up on Sunday morning and he said, I'm a whole lot better now that I've been converted. And asked them to come, and they baptized him. Boy, they said his preaching really changed from then on. See, that's what happened to Apollos. He was very limited in what he was, but when he got the whole goods, the people in Corinth, I'm not there yet, but he leaves Corinth, or leaves Ephesus, and goes to Corinth. Then there was a part of 1 Corinthians. Paul got some words. Some says, well, we're of Apollo. Some say, well, we're of Paul. And some say, we're of Peter. They loved him. God had worked and moved in his heart. Do you want to be that person on the work, on the workplace? Do you want to be that person in the neighborhood? Do you want to be that person in the family that if there is a question, and someday there will be a question in the Bible, that you're the one they call? Amen? If there's a doctrinal question, let me call Uncle Gary. Let me call Jay. Let me call Sam. Because I know that they know the Bible. I know that they're servants of the living God. I know that they're where they ought to be. Amen. Let's get to that level. I encourage you this morning. I hope you're not happy where you are. And you might say, preacher, I know more than you do. Well, praise the Lord. Because I'm sure not happy where I am. I want to get to the next level. I want to get up there with you. I want to get up higher. Grow closer in my walk. Be more devoted and more of what God wants me to be. So I don't want more of Him. I want Him to have more of me. We'll do it together. But we have got to put pride, arrogance, and anything else aside that would hinder us from humbling ourselves. And saying, God, I'm better than I used to be, but I'm not where I need to be. We're probably not where He wants us either. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for this day. And Lord, I thank You for Your blessings, Your goodness. Father, I thank You for the sweet Spirit.